Okay. Settle down now, class. All right. Okay, today we got a special announcement. Should we just keep talking? This is how it's gonna be the rest of the year. Johnny, put your mask on.
Welcome to this. This is the 111th episode of the Ian Cast, and this is the Back to School edition. Now, Ian, I know that you probably can't wait for those ankle biters of yours to get off to school, because they've been at home an additional 6 months longer than you were expecting. They're loud, they yell a lot, they cry, they scream, and now the house will be quiet. Quiet so you can crank up the rock. And on this episode of the Ian Cast, you will be listening to three bands. And we will start with the best first, because that's the way I eat my dinner. And that band would be called Chinatown, with their 2006 debut,
Chinatown.
Now, this band I don't really know anything about other than this album's excellent. I would suggest checking out the track Streetlight Parasite, which is a kind of a template for the way these guys rock. This was a one-and-done band, and while there's another band called Chinatown that sounds somewhat similar, they aren't nearly as good. And so this one is a keeper. It's great. They're like a kind of a heavier version of a power pop band Sloan, Canadian icon. I suggest that you listen to this album frequently.
I'm so alone, won't you take me back where I belong? When the days are short, nights are long, steal me wings and fly me home.
I've referenced on maybe a past Ian Cast, or maybe not, and it's a band called Backstreet Girls. Not the Backstreet Boys, but Backstreet Girls. This band's been around since 1984, and this is their 2019 album, Normal is Dangerous. They are from Norway, and it's their 14th studio album, and they are influenced, and you'll be able to tell instantly as soon as you hear anything by them, by Rose Tattoo and the Ramones. And so they are kind of a hard rockin' punk band, and I would suggest listening to their song, Where Have All the Bad Boys Gone? Because it sounds almost exactly like Nice Boys by Rose Tattoo. Enough so that maybe Rose Tattoo has instituted some kind of legal action, who knows?
All I want is a loud, proud guitar. Oh yeah!
Now, this is a band that I just kind of like because they are kind of a template band, much in the vein of AC/DC, or say the Ramones, where, you know, what you see is what you get, and they are not going to vary a whole lot. They're going to rock. They're going to rock hard. And their albums are consistently pretty good. Some, again, like if you've got 14 albums, some are going to be much better than others, but they don't have a whole lot of clunkers. Most of them are pretty darn good, and this album, their most recent, as I mentioned, is
pretty good
in their pretty good side of things. Now, the third band is the band with the most musical talent. I think that is kind of undeniable. And that band is a band called The Empty Hearts. This is titled their second album. And The Empty Hearts, I may have even referenced on a Last Ian cast long, long, long time ago when their first album came out. I believe that was self-titled, just The Empty Hearts. And this is a supergroup made up of Wally Palmer, who was the lead singer for the Romantics. Drummer from Blondie. Elliot Easton, who is the guitar player for the Cars. I don't mind you coming here, wasting all my time, 'cause when you're standing oh so near, I kinda lose my mind. It's not the perfume that you wear, it's not the ribbons in your hair. He is the bass player in a band called the Chesterfield Kings. Although I don't know if the Chesterfield Kings are still around anymore, but they were like a New York garage rock band in the 70s, emulating the garage rock from the later 60s. Guys have tons of rock credibility. Wally Palmer is a great singer. Clem Burke's probably the greatest all-around drummer that I can think of, and especially in this vein of music, which is like British kind of power pop and British invasion music. He is kind of unmatched, I would think. Elliot Easton's a great guitarist, and they recorded this, I believe, at Andy Babinick's studio, somewhere in New York State. It was produced by Ed Stasium, who produced, amongst others, the Ramones, Motorhead, and the Reverend Horton Heat. I don't know if this album is as good as the first one. The first Empty Hearts album's tremendous. But I would listen to just about anything that these guys do, just because, you know, between them, they probably have 200 years of business in the making of music. And I don't think you really should ignore when that kind of talent comes together. So do enjoy this one. This is just kind of garagey British Invasion theme music, and they just, you know, hit record and they just play. And I'm sure the album, you know, probably took them 2 weeks to do. I think the first one might have taken them 5 days, just because this is the music that I think they really, really love, and this was this music that they kind of grew up on. And it's an album that you can listen to because it just sounds really good. So those three bands, Chinatown, Backstreet Girls, and The Empty Hearts, are the three that are coming from me to you on this, the 111th, and the Going Back to School edition of the Ian Cast.
All right. See you next time on the Incast.